Okay, today's Pesachim Daf Hey, and we're going to talk about the topic of Chilik Malachos, Lachalik Yatzas. Where does that come up? It comes up right here on Daf Hey. Rabbi Akiva says on Daf Hey Amit Aleph that it is impossible that when the Torah tells us to destroy Chametz on the first day of Pesach, that it means really the first day of Pesach, because it's a Malacha, and you're not allowed to do a Malacha on the first day of Pesach. So therefore, it must mean that that Rishon means the day before Pesach. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Eino Tzarech. What's the source for knowing Tashbisu is Erev Pesach? Hare Yom Merach B'Yom HaRishon. Tashbisu Sarmi Batechem. V'ksiv Kol Malacha Lo Sasu. U'matzinu LaHavara Shiyav Malacha. And we know Havara is an Av Malacha. And therefore, it can't be that you do it on Pesach. So Rava says, Shmamina, three things from that statement of Rabbi Akiva. Shmamina, that Ein Bir Chametz Ela B'Sreifa. It must be that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Bir Chametz has to be done with burning, because that's why he says you can't do it on Yantif. If he held that you could just destroy it, throw it to the wind, crumple it up, there's nothing wrong with doing that on Yantif. So it must be that he doesn't hold like the Chachamim, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, number one. Number two, Shvamina, Havara Lachalik Yatzas. He must hold that every Malacha is its own entity. Havara Lachalik Yatzas. What is that? That's referring to a machlokes Tanoim in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Ayin, that the Torah tells us in Parshas Vayakel, lo sevaru eish b'chol moshvaseichem yom haShabbos. Do not light fire in any of your houses, in any of your places, b'yom haShabbos. And the question is, why does the Torah go out of its way to tell us the malacha of Havara? The Torah tells us, do not do any malacha, lo sasa kol malacha. Why does the Torah tell us specifically Havara explicated? That's the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan says, Havara l'chalik yatzas. What does that mean? To teach me that if I do many malachas at one time, I'm chayev for each and every malacha. Not that I forget a Shabbos. That's one aveira, one forgetting. But if I know a Shabbos that I did five malachas, I did plowing and cleaning and separating and shechting, all five different malachas, I'm chayev five different aveiras. L'chalik yatzas. That means just like Havara goes out of the cloud, the Torah mentioned it independently to show us that it is its own malacha, so too every malacha has that. That's what Rashi quotes from Shabbos Daf Ayin. Shaisa bechlal lo sasa kol malacha. Chazar v'otziya michlalo. Upirate balav la'atzma. It tells me a separate lav. Lo malacha she'ena b'misas bezdin kishar malachas. Ela balav zelavado. Right? I'm sorry, that was, I just read Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Nassan Omar Lachalik Yasa. Shalot Tomar Ha'osar Bo Chamisha Avos Malachos. Bishogig Bishabas Yino Chayiv Alachas. You shouldn't think that if you have four or five Malachos, you only Chayiv one. No, you're Chayiv for each and every Malacha. That is Rabbi Nassan Shita. Rabbi Yossi holds that no, Havara Lalav Yatzas. Havara is listed separately to teach me that we minimize it. Havara Lalav Yatzas, even though all other Malachas have Karis and Skila, but Havara only has a Lav. It's an Isser Daraisa, but you don't get Karis and Skila for it. That's Rabbi Yossi. But the Gemara says here, it must be there. Rabbi Akiva holds Havara Lachalik Yatzas. Because what? How do you know that from Rabbi Akiva? Not 100% clear. How do you know that he holds that, oh, you know, because it must be a independent malacha? What do you mean? Even according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Lalav, it's an Isser Daraisa. So how does he know that? So that's what we're going to talk about. But the third Shmamina is that you don't say Mitoch. Mitoch Shutra Havar Latzorach, which Rabbi Shlo Latzorach, because then the principle of if there is a malacha that's mutter for Ochal Nefesh on Yantif, that it's mutter even for non Ochal Nefesh on Yantif. So why can you burn your Chametz on Yantif? It must be that you can't. It must be it doesn't hold the Mitoch. Again, a big topic. But let's get back to the second one. So what exactly is the proof that Rabbi Akiva holds le chalik yatzos? So many different days. First Tosfos, each one is a chiddush. Tosfos says mitakari la av malacha. First of all, with the fact that it calls it, the Gemara calls it, Rabbi Akiva calls it an av malacha. Matzino la avara shehi av malacha. Sounds like it's a language issue. A language issue, because he calls it an av malacha, it must be that he holds like Rabbi Nassan. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it wouldn't be called an av malacha. The second that it would only be chayiv alav and not be chayiv karis and skila, it wouldn't be a full-fledged av malacha, and therefore Rabbi Akiva wouldn't use that lashon. The fact that he uses that lashon, it must be that he holds like Rabbi Nassan lachalik yatzos. Number one, the ode, and then he has another chiddush gadol. The ode omer riva de lamanda amar lalav yatzos lo haya aser biyantif. If Havara is only a lav on Shabbos, then it would be mutter on Yantif. Kivan de ein sham malacha shem malacha alecha. Only full-fledged malachas on Shabbos do we say are included in losasa kol malacha on Yantif. If something is not a malacha on Shabbos, so then it would not be usher at all on Yantif. An amazing shita. According to Rival, you're allowed to light fire on Yantif. No problem. It's mutter. A lot of light fire on Yantif. Where does this come up? This comes up also in Beitza on Daf Chaf Beis. Chaf Beis Ma Beis Chaf Gimel Ma Aleph. The Gemara talks about there making us begadim smell goods. They used to put begadim above a place where they were burning spices, so the aroma of the spices would go into the begadim. So are you allowed to do that on Yantif? So Maula Ashen. So Machlokes, Rav says Aser, and Shmuel says Mutter. Ravuna says Aser, because you're being Mechabe. Aren't you also being Mavir? You're lighting the fire, you're lighting the spices. So Amar Lei, Tchilasa Mechabe V'sofo Mavir. Fine. Amar Yehuda, Agabe Gachelas Aser. To do that on a coal would be Aser, because then you are being Mechabe and Maver. You're extinguishing, you're putting the spices on the coals, which makes them be Mechube a little bit, but you're also lighting the spices. Therefore, it's Aser. But if you do it on just a hot piece of Cheres, it's Mutter. If you have a burning hot piece of clay, and then you put the spices on there, so you're not being mechaber anything, or maver anything, so it's mutter. Why? Why aren't you being mechaber or maver? So Rashi says, there's no kibui, you're not putting out any coals, it's just a piece of cheres. And what about mavir? Rashi says, it's a shinui kelachar yad. And there's always a daraisa, so is it is a derabanan, b'makam tsarech of making the clothes smell good, then it would be mutter. That's Rashi. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos quotes Rabbi Yitzchak, it says, no, you know why it's mutter? Because there's no Isser of Havara on Yantif. The Ksavar Havara Shalol Itzarech Shari Lasoza B'Yantif V'chein Mashmim Yerushalmi. He quotes the Yerushalmi that talks about lighting a Ner Shel Batala, a candle for no reason. And the Gemara quotes a Machlokas about it. And Tosfos suggests, what's the Machlokas about? If you say it's Mutter to light a Ner Shel Batala, that's because you hold Lalav Yatzas, that on Shabbos is only a Lav, and therefore on Yantif it is mutter totally. If you hold lachalik yatzas, then it will be aser. Uman deshari saver lalav yatzas vavarish lo tzarach mutter lasas be yantif v'lo havi av malacha. And even though the daya in the Yerushalmi that asers is Reb Yossi, the Rishash here points out that it's not the same Reb Yossi. It's a different Reb Yossi who was an Amora in the days of the Amoraim. But this is the shita. This is the shita of the. Of the Riva. The Ner Shel Batala issue is itself. This is a very halacha lemaisa issue. Are you allowed to light fire for no reason on Yantif? Well, why would we be doing that? Why would we be doing that? So, a big discussion in the postgame. What about a yardside candle? A yardside candle, many have the minhag of lighting a yardside candle whenever they, one says Yisker. So, in Chutz La'aretz, many light it on Yantif. In Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day, so you light it before Yantif. That's definitely the best. But what about on Yantif? Well, you want to light it the beginning of the second day of Yantif. So does that have a tzarech? Is that a tzarech? That's a tzarech for the neshama, but that could be ner shel batala. That's exactly what Yerushalmi is talking about. But we don't pass in like the Riva, even pashtus, maybe even within Reb Yossi. Either way, we pass in like Reb Yossi. We pass in like Chalik Yassos. But the Shmir Shabbos discusses this. In Perek Yud Gimel, the Shmir Shabbos says, ner zikaro, ner neshama, shemalikin bebayis, tzarech shiadliko be'erav yantif. Try to light it on Erev Yantif, that's the best. Lo idliko be'erev Yantif, if one did not light it at Erev Yantif, osha ef shar ha'yaladik mibod yom, or you couldn't have lit it on Erev Yantif, because it would have gone out, so then ask a non-Jew. Ask a non-Jew. And if you can't ask a non-Jew, v'meilu afshar ha'zacheres, yesh lismoch lahakel ulahalik, and there's yikaron b'chol makom, gam be'bayis, you can light it b'dieved, even in the house, because we'll call that a tzarech. We'll call that a tzarech, even though it's not such a tzarech, we'll call that a tzarech, based on the Bir Halacha, and it would be it would be okay. But either way, this is an example of a Ner Shel Batala. So there are two assumptions of the Riva, that it's mutter to light fire on Yantif. Number one, Lamanda Amar Lalav Yatzas, like Reb Yossi, it's no longer defined as a malacha. It's no longer a malacha, and therefore it would have effects even on Yantif. And number two, even though Shabbos has many Isurim, right, Shabbos has other Isurim, Tchumin, Shrisas Behemto, and others, Yantif only has malachos. Yantif only has the actual malachas brought over from Shabbos. And one could argue on either Yisod. By the way, I didn't mention, according to the Riva, it's a, besides the Chiddush of the Din, but it's fascinating that the Gemara, Machlokas of Yosef and Rabbi Dawson, the Gemara has no nafkaminas, besides the actual thing that they're talking about. Are you chayiv skila and kares for Havara on Shabbos? Rabbi Yossi, no. Rabbi Nassan, yes. That's the only nafkamina the Gemara gives. The Riva here has another huge nafkamina between them. And that is you light a light fire on Yantif for no reason. So again, assumption number one of the Riva is that Lamanda Balav Yatsas, it is not a full-fledged malacha. The fact that you're not Chayev Skila and Kares takes it out of that category. And the Minchas Chinuch, and the Shagas Aryeh, but I'll read it for the Minchas Chinuch, is very bothered by that. You want to say that by Tchumin and by Shvisas Behemto? Fine. The Torah was Machadish that those are Usser. That's basically from zero to creation. Right? You wouldn't have thought that those are Usser at all, and the Torah says that they're Usser. Here's the opposite. Here is included in the Malacha, and you would have thought that it's a Malacha. The Torah knocks it down a little bit. But does that mean it's not an Amalacha? This is the Minchas Chinuch's comment in Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Ches. After he bechlam malacha, it is bechlam malacha. To haye b'mishkan, mikol makom gzeras hakasavu to eino chayiv skila rak lav. V'ilav to hotzi hakasav miaklau, hava mina to chayiv skila. Ki malacha kamo shar malachas davi b'mishkan. V'lo matzina davi malacha gerua rak hotza. The Rishonim only call hotza an inferior malacha. Im kain, after gzeras hakasav, da malacha zu eino chayiv skila. Even though the Torah says you're not chayiv skila, mikol makom kach gazra Torah. For some reason, the Torah says it's not chayiv misa, aval hi bechlam malacha. And therefore, im kain, amaylo yeh biyantav gamke bechlam malacha. He leaves the riva b'tzorachin. I don't know why that would be. If you say, fine, by mechamer and tchumin and other unique creations that aren't malachas on Shabbos, fine. Those might not apply to Yantif. Avali Bavara, without the Pasuk being Megaleh, you would have been Chayiv Skila. So you want to say it's totally changed? So that is the Minchas Chinuch's argument on the Riva. You can't say that it's not a Malacha just because it is Lelav Yatzos. Number one. Number two, you could also argue with the second assumption about the transfer to Yantif. Right, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Megillah Daf Zayin, Ein Bein Shabbos LeYantif Ella Ochel Nefesh Bilvad. Doesn't say anything about Havara. So isn't that against the Mishnah? Unless you say the Sholem Meshiv has a tshuva in Madura Kama, Aleph Reish Beis. Maybe the Mishnah is just telling me, within the world of Malachas, this is the difference. This is the difference regarding Ochel Nefesh. But this is not a Malacha. Things that aren't even Malachas aren't even been discussed in the Mishnah. Okay, but either way, that is the Pshat of the Riva in the Gemara. But there is another idea, Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, right here on our Gemara, has another Pshat of the Gemara. How do you know that Havara is Lachalik Yatzas according to Rabbi Akiva? Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, if one would have held like Rabbi Yossi, Lalav Yatzas, then you would have said, Ase Doche Lo Sase. You would have said that the Ase of Tashbisu, of destroying Chametz on Yantif, would be Doche the Lo Sase on Yantif of Lo Sase Kol Malacha. That's all he says. And again, the question on the Rabbeinu Chananel here is, what are you talking about? Yantif, why should this be a difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nasan? Yantif is Pashtus and Asay and Alos Asay, right? You have the Asay, the Alos Asay of not doing Malach, and you also have the Asay of Tishbos. And we know the Gemara tells us, Ein Asay Doche Los Asay Va'asay. So, according to both of them, it's an Isser Daraisa. So why should you not be chay? Why should you say ase docha lo sase? Ein ase docha lo sase vase. Just because Rabbi Yossi knocks it down to a lav, you would say that you can say ase docha lo sase. You can't say it. Ein ase docha lo sase vase. So some achronim say maybe this Rabbeinu Chananel should be understood based on the Rashba in Maseches Yevamos. The Rashba in Yevamos, the Gemara in Yevamos is trying to find a makar for Asi Docha Lo Sasei, and Ein Asi Docha Lo Sasei Sheish Bokares, that's by Shabbos. So the Gemara says that, what would have been my Havamina? Right, this is in Yevamos, on the Vavam and Aleph, Hema Beis on the bottom, going over to Vavam and Aleph. What would have been the Havamina to say that Asi Docha Lo Sasei, even by a Lo Sasei Sheish Bokares? So Gemara says, well, we all know the Chazal, from the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. If your parents ask you to be Bechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to listen. Right, a special source. Ishimova vifti rovesh absosei tishmoru. Without that special makar, I would have said that ase is doche alos ase sheish bokaris. That's the havamina. Says the Gemara, how do you know that's talking about alos ase sheish bokaris? Maybe that's talking about machamer, right? Working with your animal on Shabbos, which is not going to be an iser lav sheish bokaris. So there's no raya. So Gemara says, really? It's talking about machamer? So then why don't you prove from that source, then, that you never say Asi Docha Lo Sase. After all, we just said that when this Chazal that tells us that you're not allowed to listen to your parents when you take to be Mechal Shabbos, that's talking about Mechamer, which is just a lav. And the Torah tells us you're not allowed to listen. So why don't we prove from there that you never say Asi Docha Lo Sase? Says the Rashba, asks the Rashba, and Estosis, asks the Rashba, I'll read it from. But one second, that's not just a Lo Sase. That's Yant, that's Shabbos. That's Shabbos. And Yantif. So on Shabbos, lo saseh. Ein aseh docha lo saseh baseh. Shabbos has an aseh and a lo saseh. So what's the Gemara talking about? Ikad lamei dakta adarabba. Nigra meyacha de dochi miya aseh velo saseh. To Shabbos aseh nami ika. Dechsiv tishbos. No, why don't you say that it's ein aseh docha lo saseh baseh, not regular aseh docha lo saseh. So says the Rashba in his second answer, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, Umori Arav Zatzal Tirates, Chiddush Gadol, Tibim Mechamer Leka Asei, Tibimistama Tishbos, Eino Asei Ela Aavos Milachos. That's the language of the Rashba. There are many things that are usher on Shabbos, not many, a number of items that are usher on Shabbos outside of the world of Malachos. Like Mechamer, like Tchumen, maybe, according to Daraisa, according to some Tanoim. All those topics, all those Isurim, are not included in the Aseh. The Aseh of Shabbos, of Tishbos, only includes Malachos, not the other items of Tchumin and Bachamer and of Trisas Behemto. Wow. So that's what the Rashba says here, the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Aseh is only the Malachos. Let's get back to Rabbeinu Hananel. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, according to Rabbi Yossi, The lav of Havara, it knocks it down. So let's assume like the Riva's understanding. That means it's not a malacha. If it's not a malacha, then it's not included in the assay. That's the Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel says, if Rabbi Yossi would be right, then Rabbi Kiva would say, Asi docha los assay. The assay of destroying chametz would be docha, the los assay of doing malacha on Yantif. What do you mean? Isn't it an assay and a los assay? It's not an assay. The second that it's not an av malacha means that it's no longer included in Tishbos, and there's what you should say, Asi docha los asei. According to Rabbi Akiva, that Havara lachalik yatzas, so Havara is a full-fledged malacha, and therefore on Shabbos, it would have an asei and a los asei, and therefore you'd say, ein asi docha los asei vasei. And that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva says. But according to Rabbi Yossi, if it's only lalav yatzas, then it's not a full-fledged malacha. It wouldn't be included in the assay of Tishbos, and therefore it should be mutter. That's the raya that Rabbi Akiva must hold, like Rabbi Nassan, and not like Rabbi Yossi. So again, this is a second nafkamina that the Gemara doesn't mention. Again, the Gemara mentions Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yossi. The machlokas is about Havara on Shabbos. Is it Chayiv Skila? Is it Chayiv Malkus? But we just have two new nafkaminas that are not in the Gemara. Number one, the Riva says, the nafkamina is, are you allowed to light fire on Yantif? For no reason. Rabbi Yossi, yes. Rabbi Nassan, no. Second nafkamina, is the lav of Havara, is that included in the assay of Tishbos? Rabbi Yossi, no. Rabbi Akiva, yes. One final one, a third nafkamina that is brought up by the Rishonim. How do we look at Chilik Malachos itself? This idea of Chilik Malachos, of Lachalik Yassos, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Ayin, says that really everybody agrees to the concept. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees to Chilik Malachos. He just doesn't learn it from Havara Lachalik Yassos. He learns it from Me'achas, Mehena, and other sources. But the question is, you would learn from that Gemara, it sounds like, it's just a question of sources. There's nothing fundamentally different between how they understand the concept. But it seems to be that there is a difference between the two. Why? Because we know the Mishnah Isaac Krisis tell us there are different concepts within Isurim of how to be Mechali between Isurim. There's one concept of Shemos Mechlakin, different Shemos Isur. If I eat Chelev and Dam and Pigo, three Shemos Isur, three Averis. That's Shemos Mechlakin. Then there are Gufin Mechlakin, different bodies. If a man violates with five different women who are Nida, so that's the same Shem Isser, it's Nida, but it's Gufin Mechlakin, it's different bodies. Right? Shemos Mechlakin and Gufin Mechlakin. There's others, but we'll leave that for now. When we say Lachalik Yatzas, so does that mean Shemos Mechlakin or Gufin Mechlakin? If I do Choresh and Zoreh and Kotzer, is that Ki'ilu I'm doing eating Chelev Dam and Nosar and Pigo? Or is that, no, the same Shem Isser, it's all Shabbos? So that's the machlokas Rishonim. If you look in the Gemara, Pashas of the Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Ayin Beis and Mabeis, the Gemara compares. The Gemara says, doing five different malachas is like eating Chelev Adam. That's the Gemara. So it sounds like on the surface of the Gemara, sounds like Shemos Mechlokin. What does Rashi say? Chelev Adam, Dumya Tetchina V'Ksira Shehein, Shnei Gufin. Rashi Dafka says Shnei Gufin. He does not want to say Shemos Mechlokin. That is Rashi here in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Beis. That's Delo against the Tosfos Rid on Kuf Lamed Ches in Shabbos, where the Tosfos Rid says Beferish that two different malachas on Shabbos are just like Shemos Mechlakin. Not just Gufin Mechlakin. The Gemara there is talking about what Hasra do you give on a certain Malacha. Says the Tosas Rid, Ki ilu ksiv lava kol Malacho Malacha Dami. Right, it's Shemus Mechlakin. Vavi lukmo lavin chelav adam shein chalukin zemizeh. But okay, that's one machlokas between Rashi and the Tosfos Rid about how to understand chilik malachas. But the added chiddush of the Tosfos Rid is that he says that only according to the Manda Amar lachalak yatzas. Kivan davar lachalak yatzas ki iluk siv lava kol malacha malacha dami. It sounds like according to Rabbi Yossi, you wouldn't have such a split in chilik malachas. Maybe you'd hold Gufin Mechlakin, according to Rabbi Yossi. So another nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nassim that is not in the Gemara. How do you view the principle of chilik malachas? And again, there's a nafkamina about hasra'a that the Tosfos Rid talks about there, which we're not going to get into now. But again, it's a very important Tosfos Rid about giving hasra'a on each and every malacha and not just saying lo sasa kol malacha. Okay, we'll stop here. Baruch Hashem, a great sugya, chilik malachas.